I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm glad you could join us today. We are going to talk about some very interesting things in the computer world, and I trust that you'll stay tuned for that. And not only that, but subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's kind of down here in the corner. There's a subscribe button. It's bright red. Click that. It will allow you to get information about our netcast when we put them out. So do that. Also, as long as you're doing things, I want you to consider supporting us on Patreon. We have a Patreon page at patreon.com/DrBill, D-R-B-I-L-L, as it says there on the screen. Anything that you could contribute monthly, $1, you know, $2, whatever, that will help us continue the silliness. And we all know we need more silliness. Yes. All right, let's go into the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as I've already mentioned. And as I said there on the screen, yes, I'm sorry. I get a little confused because Fred puts those things up. Fred, of course, is my imaginary friend, P-H-R-E-D, Fred. Say hi, Fred. He always does that. Fred, that gets old. Yes, well, maybe so. But a long life is a good thing. Yeesh. Anyway, speaking of old, the last VCR will roll off the assembly line this month. Yes, that is the truth. It's over in Japan's Fudai Electric. Fudai. I don't know how it's pronounced. Anyway, it claims to be the last manufacturer of video cassette recorders, which, of course, is VCRs, and they will manufacture the last VHS player this month. You know, it's kind of like my wife said. I thought they were already no longer making them. Well, they still are. And once again, you know, maybe I'll call this the geezer show. I don't know. Once again, here's another old thing. Mandriva Linux, formerly Mandrake Linux, is no more. They have folded their tents and slunk away. No, not really, but you know what I'm saying. They have folded up shop, so to speak. Now, I used to use Mandrake Linux back in the day, long ago, and then they had to change their name to Mandriva because, this is interesting, the Hearst Corporation, which put out the Mandrake cartoon character, you know, he was like a magician or whatever. Anyway, they sued Mandrake Linux folks and said, you can't use the name of our character. They're like, what? But they said, okay, so they changed their name to Mandriva, which is odd. But anyway, it had great features. It had all kinds of control panel features. It was cool. So I fondly salute Mandriva Linux, or when I used it, Mandrake Linux. Brings back fond memories. But now, you know, we've moved on to Ubuntu and Linux Mint and Peppermint Linux and all the other variations of Linux that are out there that, of course, are awesome. Oh, by the way, today is the day. If you want to get an upgrade to Microsoft Windows 10, you got to do it by the end of the day today. Otherwise, you'll have to pay for it. Don't say I didn't warn you. Now, some of you say, I don't want Windows 10. Well, fine. Refer back to the last netcast about how to never go to Windows 10. But today's your last day to get it for free. Just say it. Now, speaking of Microsoft, they consider their future in the cloud. Fluffiness in the cloud. Yes. And they say, in a world, or they don't say, but the article here says, in a world where there's a smartphone app for everything, one company Amazon Incorporated has long been the host for an outsized share of online software and computing services. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella wants to change that. Good for him. He wants to become the Amazon AWS Cloud, you know, Amazon Web Services. That's what they are talking about when they talk about AWS. Anyway, Azure is the Microsoft Cloud, and that's what they want everybody to use. You will use this. Not really. I use AWS for all my netcasts and everything. So, sorry, Microsoft. It ain't happening here. You know what I'm saying? So, Fred, do you use Microsoft Azure Cloud Services? Okay. Just so we're clear on that. All right. Last item I have here is Codeweavers Crossover runs on a Chromebook. Cool. Now, what is Codeweavers Crossover? It's hard to say, actually. But anyway, what is it? It is the professional official version of Wine. Windows is not an emulator. Or Wine is not. No, I got it. Wine is not an emulator. I knew that didn't sound right. I was thinking Windows from the previous thing. And anyway, Wine is not an emulator. It's redundant. Cyclical. Yes. So anyway, Codeweavers Crossover, which like I said, is hard to say, is the professional version that you can purchase. And you can run Windows programs on your Mac. You can run them on Linux. Cool. Well, now they are demonstrating how Crossover on a Google Chromebook would work. Now, what does that mean? That means you can run like Microsoft Windows on your Chromebook. That's awesome. There's a video here showing them doing Crossover on an Intel Chromebook. Now, here's what Codeweavers says about it. Google released Android for Intel-based Chromebooks and Crossover for Android, which is a product they have, installed and ran on a Google Chromebook. More importantly, we were able to install the Steam client into Crossover for Android and run Limbo and other games on a Chromebook. More importantly, we have DirectX support, keyboard support, mouse support, and sound support today. People, we are staring at a leprechaun riding on the back of a unicorn while taking a picture of a UFO. Okay, I like these people. We are running Crossover through Android on a Chromebook, running a Windows-based game launched from the Steam client. This has never, ever been done before. Yes, they're excited. I like that. Staring at a leprechaun riding on the back of a unicorn while taking a picture of a UFO. Yes, I hope they used a digital camera. Okay. Anyway, that's the show for this week. Lest you wonder if I was going to ramble on about nothing in particular. No, that's it. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.